SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump's border czar says a small security force will remain in Minnesota.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Homan. He tells CBS has faced the nation, a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents, and he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican Senator Susan Collins is officially running for re-election in Maine.
The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a challenge from both sides of the aisle. She is a Republican but has remained in office despite Maine becoming increasingly blue. There's a renewed Democratic effort to oust her in a race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Collins often clashes with President Trump, including on the issue of military force in Venezuela. After her vote, the president said Collins and the others who opposed him should never be elected to office again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI says a glove containing DNA was found about 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's Arizona home and appears to match those that were worn by a masked person outside her front door the night she vanished. The glove, found in a field near the side of the road, was sent off for DNA testing. The discovery was revealed days after investigators had released surveillance videos of the masked person outside her door. This is SRN News. Are you reading the Bible?
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College is encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and studied the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activist that a good education is worthwhile. This is SRN News. Wendy's is closing several hundred U.S. restaurants and increasing its focus on value after a weaker-than-expected fourth quarter.
The Dublin, Ohio-based company said that its global same-store sales fell 10% the October-December period. That was more than Wall Street was expecting. Wendy's said it already closed 28 underperforming U.S. restaurants in the fourth quarter and plans to close between 298 and 358 more in the first half of this year. Like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other rivals, Wendy's also plans to emphasize value as it tries to win back cost-weary customers.
Correspondent Ron Taylor. The U.S. military says it boarded another sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean. The Pentagon said in a statement Sunday that U.S. forces boarded the Veronica 3 after tracking it from the Caribbean Sea. Venezuela had faced U.S. sanctions on its oil for several years and relied on a shadow fleet of tankers. More details at SRNNews.com.